Hello and welcome to the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I am Dave Mamano, your host, and we're here to help achievers and business owners and leaders move forward so they can reach their potential. I do this by interviewing Rochester business movers and shakers, and today I have a great one, a great young spark in Rochester. Her name is Mainiko Ramirez. Mainiko, welcome to the show.
Hi, David. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I am so glad you're here. And it's been a long time coming. I know we tried to schedule some things, and between your schedule and my schedule, it's just been crazy. But we have you on the air, and I'm very, very happy about that.
Yes, I'm excited. I'm so excited.
So I need you to do me a favor and just give me, I wonder, you know what, let me start off with your bio. Let me read your bio, and then we'll dig deep into, I mean, because it's a great bio. At your young age, you've done so many great things. And so then we'll dig a little bit deeper into your experience in Rochester so far and what you have done and what you're doing. And really, at this point, too, you've got a lot of tips for success. So I can try to dig those out of your great brain as well. How's that sound?
Oh, perfect. All right. I'm excited. Go ahead.
All right. So, from childhood, Mainiko has always shown a great interest in technology and was oftentimes found at home disassembling computers. It was no surprise that she would pursue an IT career, but what did surprise her was how beneficial her technical skills would be in helping others achieve their goals. After obtaining a BS in information technology from RIT, Mainiko developed a personal website with a blog for friends to enjoy stories of her postgraduate adventures. But she also soon discovered increased traffic from all over the world. In an effort to help other postgrads take on the real world, she extended the website to include a full-time job search engine for technical jobs. Mainiko's quest to help others has created numerous opportunities for some small businesses, including her own. Her vast technical skills initially caught the attention of local business owners. Those business owners quickly spread the word about the young entrepreneur who always jumped at every opportunity to help. With a marked passion for technology and an unmatched enthusiasm, Mainiko's diligence soon earned her small media coverage and the title of the IT Girl. Mainiko held many technical positions throughout her IT career while operating her e-commerce business, Little Miss Baby Cakes. Shortly after the sale of Little Miss Baby Cakes, Mainiko went on to create a corporate events and trade show company, MRB Concepts LLC, with a focus on strengthening communities through knowledge. With the success of her first two annual Tech Startup Expo events, Mainiko continues to serve her community. She consults businesses from Rochester to New York City to Israel with her corporate events. Her most recent success was executing a small business conference in Toronto for a women-owned technology company based in Israel. Mainiko also serves as a Rochester Professional Consultants Network board member, Rock Growth Committee member, Operation Transformation Rochester Mentor for At-Risk Individuals, Finger Lakes Regional Economics Development Council E&D Volunteer Contributor, UVC Community Connector for Greater Rochester, and an advisory board member for the Democrat Chronicle Young Professionals and RIT Center for Urban Entrepreneurship. In addition to that, what's not on this bio, Mainiko, is that you are very pregnant.
I am 7.5 months.
I love it. I love it. So you have a lot going on, to say the least.
I do. I was like, whoa, as you were reading the Bible, reading my bio, I'm like, I need to slow down.
Well, there'll probably be plenty of time for that when you have the baby, right?
I hope so.
Well, congratulations on all your success. And you, so you are originally from Chicago, which I just found out. So, and then you came here because of RIT, correct?
Yes, I had never actually heard of Rochester. And then I got recruited by RIT. So that's how I ended up there.
Well, how did they recruit you?
So I think it was just, I'm not really sure what their efforts are, but just reaching out, I guess, to people that were interested. It was very late in the game. It was probably the spring of my last year. And I had already applied to all of the schools that I wanted to, and I already got accepted to all of them. So I was just at the point where, it was like April, I needed to make a decision. And then that's when I heard from RIT. So it was a very fast turnover, heard from them. Visit the school and then applied and got accepted within like a couple weeks. So it was so close that they didn't have they were fearful that they wouldn't have housing for me because all of the students had already been accepted, but they found a place for me. So,
yeah,
well, it was meant to be.
Very glad they did, because now you are a full-fledged Rochesterian. Chicago's loss, right?
Chicago's loss. We'll see. Maybe I'll go back to Chicago and live there. We never know.
No. That cannot happen. We need you here. So you are a Rochesterian now. Come on. So, you know, we read your bio, got an overview, and really, so it seemed like your destiny was that, you know, you were, you know, dare I say, a self-professed nerd, taking apart computers at a very young age, trying to put them back together, got into the IT industry, and taking all that knowledge, and now, you know, having an event where you help companies create events. So from IT to events, and also the name Little Miss Baby Cakes. Tell us about it all, if you don't mind.
Yeah, so I you know, like I said, I worked in the industry in IT for, you know, several years after graduating. I loved what I was doing. I worked primarily networking, so with computers and making sure that big enterprise networks were connected. One of my last jobs was at U of R Medical Center and ensuring that all the hospitals and doctor's offices were connected. So really important what we were doing over there. But after I graduated, as I was working and had a full-time job, I also had this other business called Little Miss Baby Cakes. And what that was is we made diaper cakes and baby shower gifts. And so that kind of started by accident of we just needed to find, I wanted to find a nice gift to give to a coworker who was expecting and came across a diaper cake, and I was like, hey, I want to make one. And I made one, and then I just started getting orders and orders and orders. And so I had that for about 4 years before finally, you know, before we finally sold the business. And so that was really exciting. It was, I feel like that business was my learn everything and make all the mistakes possible. So when it came to my current business, NBR Concepts, I have made significantly less mistakes because I learned a lot from, you know, the first business. But this one also came up by, it was accident, but I was kind of doing things a little more intentional because I knew that, okay, looks like, you know, you're on the path to starting a new business, so let's do everything right or as close to, you know, right as possible. And so the way that my current business came about is I was, you know, still working in the IT industry, but I also was getting more involved in the city of Rochester and more involved in the tech ecosystem. And I noticed that it was so many business owners and tech entrepreneurs who weren't connected with the resources that's available, because Rochester has a phenomenal amount, like incredible amount of resources for business owners and entrepreneurs. And so I thought, you know, I want to reach as many people as possible. How do I do that? And so I thought about, let me do an event, because I had done so many, participating in so many events with my diaper cakes and Little Miss Baby Cakes, all the way from selling to celebrities out in California. So I'm like, hey, let's do, you know, out there they do these really big events. Let me try to do a really big event here for tech business owners and entrepreneurs. And so that's all it was supposed to be, is this one-time event that I was going to do. But then that just blew up into another company. So that's how I got from tech to events.
Hey, Mynico, we are going to put your journey on hold just for a few minutes. I'll take a quick little break and we'll be right back.
Join Gordon Deal weekdays from 5 to 9 for America's Morning News on 1310 WOKR.
Hey folks, Dave Mamano here, host of Avanti Entrepreneur Radio. I'm here to welcome a new sponsor to my show. It's One Down Consulting. A friend of mine, Ron Willie, owns the company. And, you know, I look back at when I started in sales and I had a Rolodex and a phone. And we all have access today to the best sales and marketing technology, but most of us are not using it effectively. And let's face it, the companies that leverage technology will outmarket and outsell their competitors. If you need help with all of this technology to make sure you're maximizing your sales and marketing efforts with technology, then Ron Willey and One Down Consulting is your partner. They can really make sure that you are maximizing your sales and marketing technology strategy, your sales process, your marketing and sales alignment. They have implementation of tools for marketing automation, Salesforce automation, CRM, and so much more. I really encourage you to go to onedownconsulting.com to learn more, and or just reach out to me and I'll connect you.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. Their free breast cancer exam caught the cancer early, and it saved her life. But now the foundation needs your help so they can continue offering free or low-cost breast screening exams, saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car, whether it's running or not. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your donated car is going to help save more lives. Just call 800-515-3299 to set the wheels in motion. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 800-515-3299. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help, and your donation could literally save women's lives, helping them catch breast cancer early, like they did with my mom. Donate today. 800-515-3299. That's 800-515-3299.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited.
They do not give up until you pay.
They put a lien on my house.
How about you? Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start. Sometimes you just need a second chance.
I call Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
At Tax Solutions Now, our affiliates are all accredited by the Better Business Bureau and members of the National Association of Tax Professionals.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Time is running out. Call Tax Solutions Now. Call 800-311-6531. 800-311-6531. 800-311-6531. 800-311-6531.
Finally, a radio station for conversation. 1310 WOKR.
Okay, we are back with the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I am Dave Mamano, your host. Today we're talking to a great mover and shaker here in Rochester. Mainiko Ramirez was telling us about her journey from taking apart computers as a kid, trying to put them back together. Created, ended up coming here from Chicago to RIT, created an IT business along with some other businesses on the side, one of them being called Little Miss Baby Cakes, and also now doing event planning and consulting. And in addition to that, very pregnant, 7.5 weeks pregnant. I'm sorry, months, 7.5 months pregnant. The big difference there, right? You probably want to, you know, at this point, you want to give me a little punch in the head for making that mistake. 7.5 months. So congratulations on that. But you're telling us about your journey and how you went from the IT company and starting doing events to promote some of your other businesses and diaper cakes, and which, you know, frankly, as a man, I just learned what those were. Someone wanted to rent a space for me in a building here, and they have a diaper cake business, and I'm like, what the heck is a diaper cake? So I Googled it, and now I know. So the things you learn when you're an uninformed man for all these years, right? And like when I married my wife, she said we had to get some window dressings. Like, what are window dressings? You mean curtains? Oh, okay. but you know, so tell us more about your journey. You were telling us how you started to do events for your current businesses and then take it from there.
Yeah, so the events, again, I just really wanted it to be this this one particular type of event that I put on to help the Rochester community. So I was trying to find a way to get people to stay in upstate New York, to start tech companies and to use local resources first. And so that was what the focus of my Tech Startup Expo event was. And then after doing that a couple times, it really gotten a lot of attention from other people in the community. And so business owners started to come to me, marketing directors, and saying, hey, do you help with events that we do, or, you know, can we hire you? And so it was interesting because for an entire year, I said no. I said no to all of those requests. And so I was in, I have, you know, these networking groups that I go to. And so one of my weekly networking groups, High Value Business Group, they, after a while, they're like, you know, Maniko, maybe you should consider saying yes to one of these requests. And so I said, you know, yes to my first request and my first client, and then they just kind of kept rolling in. And so it's been quite a journey, but what I have discovered is the people that are being attracted to me and the events that I am consulting on or helping with are events that still maybe focus a little bit in that tech area. So I can bring a lot more than just, you know, the regular event planning. It's also me having the knowledge behind what the heck we're talking about. So it's been really fun being able to mirror the two a little bit. So, yeah.
So that's awesome. So, so if somebody in Rochester or really wherever wants to have an event, you can be a consultant. You could help them put together the event, the logistics, make sure that the schedule is right. The speakers are great. I know a lot of you know, business owners that want to have events fall down on the execution of the, we'll say, logistics, right? The, you know, just the flow, the sound, you know, making sure that the meals are good and correct. You know, my first event, I got some great feedback from someone who had a lot of experience with events. And, you know, the feedback was, you know, overall an okay event, Dave, but, you know, granola bars don't count as breakfast. Where was the schedule? You know, a lot of really, you know, at that time, harsh feedback, but it was good in the fact that it was things that I needed to be made aware of. And then my second event, I was very cognizant of those things and had a really, really good second event from an organization and logistics perspective. So, so that's somebody who, you know, that I learned from, but you could help somebody right from the start to make sure that all those bells and whistles and the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed right from the get-go.
Absolutely. And it's so interesting how different events are in different areas as well. So when I, one of my clients this summer was a company in Israel, and we were doing an event in Rochester and then in Toronto. And so one of the cultural differences is that what time do you serve the beer and wine? Mm-hmm. And so there in Israel, they were used to, they're like, okay, we'll have the event, you know, start in the morning and we'll serve beer and wine at like 9 or 10 p.m. And I was like, oh, no, you don't do that in Rochester. We, you know, we need to start serving the beer and wine at like 5 p.m. So yeah, it's just really interesting, those type of differences. And I go to so many events, not just because I, you know, learned something from it for myself, these business events, but also looking at the logistics, looking at the space, looking at just picking up little tidbits for, you know, how that event is being executed, what I can learn, what I can implement or not to do, a lot of not to do. So yeah, it's really fun. It's a lot of work.
So Israel, I mean, you know, so Rochester, I get it. Of course, New York City, certainly get that. Israel, how'd that happen?
Yeah, so it was, I'm trying to think. So a tech company out in Israel, they have a presence on, they have a worldwide presence. They also have a presence on the West Coast in California. And so they were trying to build a presence on the East Coast. And so they were looking to, their marketing person was looking to do, you know, maybe a couple of events on the East Coast here. And they were looking for an event planner. And someone I know from the Rock Rolf events, they, you know, connected with the company over there and said, hey, I know this event planner named Maniko. And so they reached out and I was like, oh, this is really interesting. And it sounds really fun, but it was also very frightening because they wanted to do the Toronto event 1 week and then the next week a Rochester event and then... But it was like, we want to do it next month. So it was very...
Plenty of prep time.
Exactly. So I was like, okay, well, you know, let me help you guys come down to reality a little bit that you can't really necessarily do two big events the size that they want it in a month's time. And also, you know, all across the world. So, but we pulled them off and they were very successful. So it was a lot of fun. But yeah, it was just from networking to, you know, someone that knew me, someone who actually participated in my tech startup expo is the first time that I had met her. And so, yeah. That's word awesome. Of mouth, I guess.
That's beautiful. Well, hey, going to Israel to do an event, certainly is not a terrible thing. What a great place to be. That'd be so much. If you want to, you know, take a funny look at an Italian guy as your assistant someday, you let me know and I'm there for you. Okay.
I will. You do great events. So I'll let you know.
Thank you. So, you know, let's talk about events a little bit more because as you mentioned, you know, I do events. I'm having one March 1st, which I want to talk to you about, helping me with that event. So we'll talk about that offline, but, when it comes to planning events, do you ever work with a company that just doesn't take your advice? You know, like they think they know what they want to do. They hire you, and then they just, well, you know, Maniko, it's great thoughts, but we're going to do it this way. Does that ever happen to you?
Let me see. In my experience, it hasn't happened. It doesn't happen as much. I do more so than that have people that come in with this completely wrong idea of events. And so the first thing I do is, you know, sit people down to really pull out what is the goal, you know, because sometimes I will suggest to people, like, it doesn't sound like it's an event that you need to do in order to reach your goal. It sounds like maybe you need to be participating in someone else's event as a speaker or a sponsor or something like that versus doing your own. So most people, they come in with this completely different either mindset or just not knowing. Probably the biggest thing is people don't realize how much time it takes to actually do events. And then the second thing is how much money. It's really expensive. And so once I kind of get people to realize that, then all of the things that they expected or thought kind of change a little bit. And then they start listening a lot more or a lot better.
Well, that's great because I bring that up because I think there's so many business owners that will hire an expert in a specific field. And then they don't listen to them. And it drives me crazy because, you know, a friend of mine, Cameron Harold, you know, he's got the quote, you know, if you're the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room. So hire experts and listen to them, right? You know, no names mentioned, but, you know, some young whippersnapper, I'll call him, this year, this spring, contacted me to be a speaker at his event. And he was, the event was Saturday in August here in Rochester. And I told him, I said, hey, you know, not for nothing, I'll speak, no problem. But I said, do you realize that, you know, Rochesterians, we have like 8 Saturdays to really rock it with our families. It's nice out. You know, kids are off from school. If it's a nice day out, no one's going to want to spend it at the convention center. And he was like, no, if they want to learn, they'll come. I said, all right, you know, that's your first event. I guess you know what you're doing. And I spoke, and there were reservations, receipts there for about 200 people or more. And there were about 15 people there. And it was like, you know, an event planner's worst nightmare. You know, I still get anxiety thinking about it. I felt bad for him, but he didn't listen. He just did not listen. And I know a lot of other people told him the same advice. So that's why I bring that up.
So then I guess I don't take back what I said, but I guess that's the reason why I don't have any clients who don't listen to me, because the first sign when I'm talking to someone and seeing, like, through the initial just conversation and just the initial talking to people, and if I feel like they're not listening to my advice, then I don't take the contract. So that's why I don't have any clients that don't listen to me.
I love it. You're not going to listen to me? Well, you know what? You're fired, right?
No, thank you.
Yeah. No, it's very smart. It's very smart. You know, why work with somebody that is not, it's really going to waste your energy and your wattage by not listening to
it does,
at the end of the day, can make you look bad because you don't want your name on a bad event. So no, good for you. I think that's fantastic. So without giving away any secret sauce, what makes a great event? We know when you're planning an event, you know, what are just some of the basic tenets to make sure that, you know, that the attendees, the speakers, the sponsors, that everyone's going to have an incredible experience.
That's a really good question. It's so much that kind of makes a really great event. The first thing that I kind of talked about before is really knowing your market. So I guess the first thing is you have to look at the way that, let me tell you how I look at events. This is my little secret sauce. I look at events as a product. So say that you are making freaking staplers or something. I look at it at actual event as the product. And so you have several things that you need to make the product. So one, you have your customers who's going to buy it. And when in the case of events, your customers are your attendees. They are your sponsors. They are your vendors. And so you always have to be thinking about what is it that the customer needs to get out of this event, out of this product, out of the stapler, out of this computer, whatever that you're making, and focusing on equally making sure that all three of those type of customers will be getting what they need. The other thing is planning. So just like when you're creating a product, you're creating a business, you have to do your research, you have to plan. So I was talking about before knowing your area, like, for example, knowing that in Rochester, people like to start drinking at 5 p.m. opposed to in Israel, they like to start drinking at 10 p.m. And in Toronto, they like to start drinking at 7 p.m. So really knowing what people in the area like and what they expect. So there are a lot of events that I did here that I attend here in Rochester that are completely different than the ones that I attend in California or that I then was a vendor at or a sponsor at. And so just looking at, doing your research on the events and saying, okay, what do people expect? Like you said, people in Rochester, if you use the word breakfast, like, they expect more than granola bars. They expect, you know, some nice breakfast. And so that's like the first main thing is doing your research and knowing what people are expecting. And then,
hey, Benico, I'm sorry to cut you off. We're going to hold that thought. I hate to interrupt a nice lady, but we do have to take a quick break. Okay. And we'll be back soon with the rest of your secret sauce for great events. I'm here with Mynika Ramirez, and we'll be right back.
Join Gordon Deal weekdays from 5 to 9 for America's Morning News on 1310 WOKR.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-261-7848 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-261-7848. That's 800-261-7848. 800-261-7848. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hi, I'm Joan London. And if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names. Really? Yeah. They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-217-1052, 800-217-1052.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Please call 1-800-414-1305 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1305. 1-800-414-1305. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1305.
Canandaigua's newest radio station, 1310 WOKR.
Welcome back to the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I am Dave Mamano. I'm here with Manico Ramirez, who is really a great young Rochester mover and shaker, IT business, just a lot of things going on. Now really focusing on helping companies having great events, being the event consultant, and also having her own events, which we want to learn a little bit about too at the end. But what we're doing now is Manico is giving us kind of an overview of what makes a great event. If you're a company and you want to plan an event, what's the secret sauce that makes sure that, the attendees are wowed, the speakers enjoy it, and the sponsors get value, and just overall, it's a great day. So please continue.
Yeah. So the other, I think, big secret sauce that I notice all the time that either does not happen, or if it does happen, that's good because it's seamless, is in order to make your event really great is you must understand that you're going to have to change something last minute, understand that something is going to go wrong, and be willing to change it in the middle of the event. So, for example, you said earlier that you went to one event that was set up for 200 chairs for 200 attendees, but there were 15 people there. That is one of the things where when the event organizers walked in, they knew that how many people had registered for their event. So they should have said, okay, let's either move to a different room in this big convention center, or let's get rid of you know, half of these chairs or 75% of these chairs so that this looks more intentional. Or I see people, oh, this is one of the things that happens a lot at events. When you have the lunch part, and most people, they'll do, you know, you sit down for lunch, you get maybe half an hour to start on your food, and then they have speakers during the actual lunching. Sometimes the food comes out later, and they don't have the speaker begin until, you know, the food comes out. And so it throws the entire rest of the event off. So that's one of the examples where you can say, okay, food's running late, let's still get our speaker going at the time when they were supposed to be going. So that's the other thing that kind of really, really helps events go from good to great or better is really changing something right in the middle as it's happening and being willing to recognize that you just have to do that sometimes.
See, that's the experience you bring to the table by having so many events, and you probably experienced that and you said, all right, let me take some notes so that does not happen again.
Exactly. I notice it all different things all the time. And I'm like, and it's so hard because I'm sitting there and I want to run up to whoever's organizing and make a suggestion like, you know, maybe we can just continue the program so you're not going to be off for the rest of it. And then people leave and don't get to hear the last speakers or, you know, I want to tell them like, hey, it's so many more people that want to go into this session. Maybe you can just do a last minute change of the rooms or something. But then I'm like, no, you know, you don't want to step on anyone's toes and no one hired you to do this. So just try to enjoy yourself, Manico. But it's so hard for me to sit there and watch these things.
No one puts Manico in the corner, right? You know, you're probably not known for holding your tongue. Is that a fair assessment?
Well, I try to. I really do try to because people also, you know, need to learn and sometimes people are okay with it. But I just always want to help. Like, that's all I, you know, always want to help. So when I see something or like registration desks and areas are the hardest for a lot of people. And when I go up, I want to be like, hey, let me suggest a little change here to make this, you know, a more efficient check-in process. But, you know, you can't because, again, so many people get stuck on what they're like, okay, this is how we're going to do it. And they just get stuck on it instead of in the middle saying, like, clearly this isn't working, so let's change something or make the line go a different way or I don't know. But
and name tags, right? A nice name tag. So like women don't want to put a pin in their dress, right? I mean, they don't want to pin a name tag to whatever they're wearing. So a nice you know, name tag that goes around your neck with a nice lanyard or something like that, or a nice laminate, right? I mean, that's kind of a classy move to have a nice name tag, right?
Yeah, it's all of that little stuff that people don't necessarily think about in that, you know, you just kind of have to really focus on the every little single detail of every single part of the event. You have to focus on it and give it attention because otherwise it all comes out and you see it and it messes up the whole thing.
Do you help people with getting attendees to their event with marketing?
Yes. Yep, I sure do. So that's probably the biggest thing that, you know, the first question is, well, how do you get people to the events and how do you get seats in the butts? Mm-hmm. So I focus just as much on that as well. My overall main focus is, I think, because I'm a business owner, is that I'm focusing on making sure that the organizers of the event are getting what they need out of it. So, you know, I focus on budget. I focus on overall goals and big benchmarks, but also with the marketing, you know, how do you get people there? And so one of the main things that I tell organizers is you start with good content. Don't have bad content. And look at your market. Is this content already being taught at other events or other ways? You know, are you duplicating efforts when you don't need to? So that's the first thing in getting attendees is making sure you're presenting new or good content that they otherwise wouldn't be able to experience.
Yep. So obviously you offer some great, great consulting and execution of having a good event. So if people do want to get in touch with you about, learning more about your services and talking to you about your services, what's the best way that people can get in touch with you?
Oh yeah, they can email me. That's no problem. I'm also on LinkedIn, Mynico, the only Mynico in the world, but my email is hi@mbrconcepts.com. But I'm also LinkedIn, which is really easy for me to see. And it's Mynico, MYNECO. Or you just Google me. I have a lot of pop-ups on Google. It's interesting. Probably because I'm the only one in the world. But
So you definitely are the only Mynico in the world. What does your name mean?
It's actually Japanese. So my mother thought she was making it up. She thought she was being creative, but we found out it's a Japanese word.
Oh, okay.
That's how I'll say it.
Very cool. Very cool. Does it mean event planner in Japanese?
No.
Now that would have been really insightful, right?
that would be hilarious, but no.
No. So, Mynico, tell us about your own event. So you have had two tech startup expo events that are your own events. Tell us about those, please.
Yep. So again, that's how this all came about. Is I wanted to do this tech startup expo to really encourage people in Rochester to stay up there and start tech businesses and use local resources. And so I'm like, okay, well, I need to bring as many resources together in one room and invite the attendees, invite the aspiring tech business owners and current tech business owners to actually meet all of the service providers. So I wanted to ensure that I touched on every aspect of tech business. So not only did we bring in organizations that have accelerator programs, incubators, co-working spaces that target tech businesses, we also brought in banks and VC providers, things like for the funding aspect of the of your business. And then we also brought in the lawyers. So IP, protecting your ideas, IP lawyers, patent lawyers. And so that was, again, insurance providers. So that's the logistics or that's the basics for the Tech Startup Expo. It's just been these are the people that are local. They're all local organizations that from every aspect that you would need, from starting a business to growing your tech business and getting in the middle market and higher. These are the local organizations you can use. And then the other part of that was we had these little seminars. And so the seminars covered anything from how to get funding, how to get initial capital, how to get VC funding, how to patent your ideas, patent your technology ideas. And so those were different local organizations and groups to learn programming, to connect with other techies. Wanted to bring all of that stuff together. And so the event the first year was successful. It was more successful than I thought it would be. And then the following year we did it, it just kind of really blew up. It was really big and it was really exciting. We actually had some of the different things was we had an Internet of Things huge tour bus from NXP that travels the world. Added Rochester as a stop to come to attend the event. And it's this huge truck that people can go in and just experience all things technology that you would find in a smart house or smart home or anything like that, with a nice rooftop deck up where they were serving beer and stuff. It was really exciting. So that is my tech setup expo in a nutshell.
That's great. Where was it? Where was the location?
So the first year we did it at City Grill, so small at City Grill, and then the second year was really interesting. We had it at, it's Riverview Tech Center now, but what it used to be is it used to be Kodak Tech Park in Henrietta, and the buildings themselves had been not used. They had been abandoned for over the last 10 years. And so the company, the Rinaldi brothers, who purchased that land, they actually, I helped a lot, but we took one of the entire buildings and we kind of like did small cleanup, small renovation on the building to actually get it ready for the Tech Setup Expo. And so it still didn't have plumbing because it was abandoned for over 10 years. And it was funny because the day before the event, RG&E called and they're like, you know, hey, we can turn off, you know, cut power to the building because it hasn't been used. And we're like, no, please don't do that. We actually are going to use it for one time.
The day before, oh my God.
Yeah, it was. It was that they tried to cut the power. Yeah. And then we're like, no, you don't cut the power the day after the event, because the day after the event, they tore it up. They just completely, because they're trying to convert it into offices. So they literally opened this building and we cleaned it for months and months just for this event. And so it was really nostalgic and interesting to have this Tech Setup Expo at on this campus that was once for, you know, this huge tech company that had been abandoned the last 10 years. So
very cool. Do you have your next event planned for 2018 yet, or is that still in the works?
I am working on it. It depends on what my unborn child decides to do.
Well, I think she wants to help you. I think she wants to work there and, you know, work at the registration desk.
No, I'm putting her to work. Yes, at some point. Yeah. She will help me stuff name tags or something.
I'm sure. That is fantastic. Yep. So, Monica, before we go, we have about another minute. Once again, give us your email address if people do want to get in touch with you to learn more about you and if they want to inquire more about your event planning services.
Yep, it's hi, at mbrconcepts.com. And then I'm just Monica on LinkedIn and Google.
Yeah, and Monica is M-Y-N-E-C-O Ramirez. Oh, yeah. They can always reach out to me and I'll do a nice connection. So before we go, let's pretend that you have to give a Christmas gift to a very young, burgeoning entrepreneur, and they want a book that you love and that helped you grow your business. What book is that going to be for the gift?
Interesting. So I'm going to go in a little bit of a different direction.
Okay.
I'm going to give them anything. So I read entrepreneurship books, but I love personal finance books. So like David Botch, I think his last name is. So I would give them anything his book, because I think that some of my success, or a lot of my success, has come from really making sure that my personal finances were in order, like being able to pay off our student loans within years after graduating, and cars and all of that stuff. So I would give an entrepreneur anything, personal finance books, and also because that people really pay attention to your personal finance as an entrepreneur when you're trying to start businesses. So that's what I would start off with.
Great, great advice and great book, we'll say book genre. So thank you very much. So, Monica, it's been a great pleasure. I really appreciate your time and best of luck with everything, the holiday season, but especially your baby coming up in about 2.5 months.
Yes.
And I have my event March 1st. And we'd love to have you there, but obviously we'll see what the baby decides, right?
I'll bring the baby.
You bring the baby, absolutely. We'll have daycare that day, absolutely. So, Monica Ramirez.
Thank you, David.
Yeah, excellent. Well, thanks again for your time. Totally appreciate it. Wish you continued success. And Avanti Entrepreneurs, thank you for listening. Really appreciate you and hope that we helped you move forward today. Last but not least, if someone you know would like to be considered to be a guest on my show, please email me at david@davidmamano.com. And Mamano is M-A-M-M-A-N-O. And make sure to check us out on the web at davidmamano.com and avantientrepreneurgroup.com. Make it a great day and stay awesome.
Innovative Talk Radio, 1310 WOKR.